I think we have Dave Ashton with KGNU, who's at the largest rally in the region in Denver.
Check us out.
Dave, are you with us?
Yes, hi. Sorry, mate. There's lots of excitement out here. So many people in Denver. Thanks for having me on.
I know Denver has consistently seen huge crowds showing up at No Kings. Do you have a sense of how big today's rally is?
Yeah, it's tens of thousands of people. It's hard to know if it's 40 or 60,000 when you're in the middle of it. But it is just a huge turnout. Downtown is shut down. Two different marches, you know, one that's like more of an accessibility march. So, yeah, there's a lot of people here. There's certainly some hyper-local things happening here. You know, Colorado has such a robust activist community that a big win being celebrated by some of the speakers here on the state capitol would be the Palantir data mining company and militarist, you know, information service, which fuels ICE, being really forced out of Denver by the activist community and relocating to Miami without even notifying our elected officials before they left. And that left, you know, the governor and all of them kind of sad to see big money like that go. But Palantir was an issue. Also, Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk, held now in jail in Colorado. You know, people are discussing her being let go in order to put Colorado back into the better view of the president. But people are really saying that can't happen. Tina Peters needs to stay in jail and serve the sentence that she has earned.
Yeah, just to give some context, so Tina Peters was a county clerk and recorder in Western Colorado, and she was found guilty of election fraud back in 2020 and was convicted. And Donald Trump has made this a real point of contention, wanting the governor of Colorado to overturn that and release her. And there's a huge amount of pressure being put on, certainly here in Colorado, on the governor to not do that. And a lot of people feel that Trump has really targeted Colorado for like defunding lots of different projects as a result of what's happening with Tina Peters. So just to let folks know who aren't familiar with Tina Peters. Dave, what else are people upset about in Denver?
Well, militarism is front of mind for a lot of people in Denver. And, you know, just really a return to basic morality. You know, this is largely family friendly. You know, we saw a kid carrying a sign that said, "My mom gave me permission to say F Trump with the whole word." So, you know, really, I think this emphasis is on better ways to spend money publicly, that all of the, you know, military adventurism, the Iran war, of course, is very much a focus for people here in Colorado. Because, of course, you know, when we talk about Raytheon or a Lockheed Martin, we are talking about massive private defense contractors here in Colorado. And so that is very present here today as well.
Well, Dave Ashton is with KGNU. He's reporting live from Denver, which is the region's largest No Kings rally. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity. And as they say out here, no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. Peace.